Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I am your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this afternoon from Insanity to Sane. Thank you very much for tuning in to another broadcast. I know that you're probably surprised, why am I here on a Friday afternoon? I'm not here. My general broadcast is Thursday mornings at 9 a.m., but today is a very special occasion. I received a press release from Celebrities NFL Celebrate Posh Mommy to benefit breast cancer survivors. And when I first received it, I will admit, I was thinking, you know what, I normally do not go live on any other day other than Wednesdays and Thursdays, but I could not pass this opportunity up. I wanted to present it on the platform and just to bring some education to breast cancer survivors. My mother, she was a breast cancer survivor. Cancer did not destroy her life, you know. But anyway, I wanted to do something, and I believe in this cause. And shortly, I'm going to have a guest on. Right now, her name is Nicole, and she is the CEO and founder of Push Mommy. Her name is Nicole Jennings, and right now she is flying. So she should be here in the studio in the next 10 minutes, hopefully, if everything goes well and her flight is on time. But I just want to do a little bit of introduction, okay? Like I said, her name is Nicole Jennings. She's the CEO of Push Mommy, an online boutique featuring gently used designer wear donated by the wives and significant others of pro athletes. It's kicking off its one-year anniversary during the Super Bowl weekend with Celebrate in Style. It's a VIP shopping experience benefiting Face in the Mirror. That is the actual name of the nonprofit that the money is going to be going towards. So they're going to be raising money for breast cancer survivors, okay? And they're going to be holding it at this resort and spa. And the name of the resort is called Matsulua Resort and Spa, and it's going to be Friday, which is today, from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrities and the NFL players will be in attendance, including DJ Flucker of the San Diego Chargers, Joaf Swartz of the New York Giants, and Greg Jennings of the Minnesota Vikings. It's only fitting that we're celebrating the 1 year of the Push Mommy on such a grand scale before the Super Bowl. And that was quoted by CEO and owner Nicole Jennings. Celebrate in Style, Face in the Mirror is a nonprofit that pampers cancer patients with relaxing facials and massages during their hospital stays. And during the month of January, a portion of the Push Mommy sales will be donated to Face in the Mirror. So the founding mission is to emphasize the impact influential women can make by donating attire often pushed to the side in their closets. Jennings says that the Push Mommy unites women from all walks of life. This is the place where real women share their real fashion at reasonable prices while making a difference for charities like Face in the Mirror. So this is a very special time for everyone. And my guest is here right now, so just hold on just one moment, please. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Yes.
Hi, this is Barbara. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful today. I was just giving a little bit of an introduction. Normally, I mean, I know that we had plans set for maybe 1:10, something like that, but I went on air just a few minutes earlier just so I could do an introduction, and I just read a little bit of the press release that what I had received from Scott, and thank you so much for being with me this afternoon. I know that you're very busy today, and I know you're getting yourself ready for this wonderful event, but tell all of our listeners out there exactly what is the event and what this event is going to be about this evening. I know it's going to be about breast cancer survivors and helping them, and that's a very wonderful cause. I was just telling the audience that my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer herself, you know, so I do understand it very, very well. But just give us some insight into you and your company and organization and what this event is. What are you hoping to bring to this event this evening?
Absolutely. The online store, the Posh Mommy, is just a template, a platform where we've come together, the various wives and girlfriends of professional athletes, and to contribute items and sell them and donate a portion of the proceeds to charity. This month, our charity is Face in the Mirror, and as you already said, they are an amazing organization, and they give facials and spa treatments to women who are going through chemo and battling cancer, you know, just trying to help them, uplift them during a really hard time in their lives. And so for me, the template of our company is just to do that, you know, help others that are in need. And that is my goal, is to raise money, sell a lot of fabulous designer items, have a great launch party. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is to help others.
Amen, amen. You know, that is such an amazing cause, you know, because there are so many women that are being affected by breast cancer today. But just tell us a little bit, how did you get started in this? I mean, is this something personal to you? Because sometimes, you know, so often it's become personal to us because maybe it was a family member or a loved one or a close friend, and we were so close to it that it has become a part of us. Is that the case with you, or this is just something that you just felt compelled to do as a way of giving back?
I think it's just more or less a part of who I am. It's in my DNA, you know, part of what our legacy that we're trying to make as a family is, you know, to instill we want to be philanthropic. We want to help others. And there's other women out there across the various leagues that have the same, you know, innate gene in them. You know, it's a part of who they are. So each month, our company actually, you know, brings in a different charity, and it just happens to be that this month is Face in the Mirror. We've done things for mental health awareness. We've done things for Salvation Army. So really, it's just trying to help, you know, a plethora of different charities, not specifically one charity, but they all do different things, and they all make the world a better place, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right. I like that. I like that, Nicole. Now, tell us now, what type of items will be on sale, and it's going to be online, correct? So is there going to be a bidding for these items of clothing as well?
No. The website is up now. It's theposhmommy.com. It's always online. But this pop-up experience is the shoppable experience that I'm actually hosting here at the Super Bowl. That's the unique situation that's going on today, but the items that are on the website are up there right now. They're designer wear for women, children. We have shoes, accessories, handbags, you name it, we have every size, and there's various price points, so there's always something available for every budget.
All right. Well, then explain this to us then, Nicole. All right, so anyone can go online and they can just purchase these items and so forth like this. Now, where do you exactly, how do they go about bringing all these items together? You know, do you go out personally and be looking for different athletes, celebrities, and so forth like this way? Or how do you build your clientele of people? I guess that's what we're wanting to know.
Well, with my husband being an NFL star and just some of the different circles that we go in, we come into contact with various athletes, not always, you know, football players, but we come into contact with MLB as well as NBA. And so we just seek out those that are like-minded and just tell them what the business platform is. And then what we do is they bring their into us, or I send for them and they ship them to me and I take it from there. So really for them, it's a win-win situation. They don't have to do any work.
Oh, that is fabulous. Yeah, I mean, that's the best type is when you don't have to do anything. You know, it's like, wow,
yep,
you know,
I take
that's
it
amazing.
All
right, okay. Thank now, where you. Is this event going to be held at this evening between 4 and 6?
It's in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Monta Lucia between 4 and 6.
Between 4 and 6, wow. You know what, I wish I had more time because it was like when I received the actual press release, you know, and this weekend I have a red carpet event down here in Atlanta because that's where I'm at, and I was like, mm-hmm. I wish I would have been able to get there, you know, because it sounds like it's going to be so exciting, especially with the women, you know, of breast cancer survivors, you know, because when you're going through that, you know, it's hard on women, you know, because they lose their hair, and a lot of times that they don't feel pretty, you know, and they are just beautiful women. It doesn't matter what their hair look like or what they you know, with what their clothes look like. But, you know, we all like to feel pampered and feel loved,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you are definitely bringing a lot of happiness into a lot of women's lives, you know. And this is just an amazing time. I'm just excited. I just wish I was there, you know. And I'm hoping to get some coverage from it so that I can definitely, you know, put it in my magazine. That's what I would like to be able to do, is to feature it in my magazine for the month of February, for February's issue. So I'm so thankful for that as well. But is there anything else that you can tell us about this cause? All right, I guess what I'm wanting to know, you said every month there's a different cause. So what, next month, is there something already in the making for February that is already out there that we can continue to follow, you know, you and what y'all actually doing? Because I feel that it's so important. Every charity is important because it's a part
Absolutely.
Of, you know, giving back into the community and helping someone else, you know. So what is in store for February?
Absolutely. The Posh Mommy will be going red. Our colors, our branded colors, are hot pink and black, but in February we will be going red. So we will be partnering up with the American Heart Association and raising money for them in February.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, that's exciting, too, you know, because a lot of women, you know, it does affect a lot of women these days, you know, just as well as it affects men. So that is a much-needed charity event as well, you know. So it's going to be the same protocol, you know, with the celebrity wives and designer clothes and so forth like that. Is that what it's going to be for February again?
Yep, that's what the platform is, you know, moving forward. So everything that we have is coming from celebrity closets, and we're photographing it and putting it on the site, you know, 75 to 80% off discounted, you know, prices. And we're promoting it, you know, through social media and interviews and just getting the word out and giving back to charity on the backside. So it's really awesome. It's been, you know, a great year, and looking forward to all the many things that are going to be coming up next year, this coming year.
Wow, that is exciting. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful time to come together and do wonderful things for someone else that is less fortunate than what we are, you know. So
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the event as far as, you know, like with the face. I believe that y'all are offering some type of massage, body face massages,
facial.
You know, facials and so forth like this. So in other words, the actual nonprofit, you know, which is Face in the Mirror, they are the ones who y'all network with. So they bring in y'all, the actual ladies, and all those ladies are going to be will be here this evening for the event.
Nope, actually, this is like a pop-up store that is going to be a shoppable moment for people who want to support Face in the Mirror as well as the Posh Mommy brand. So we will have the Face in the Mirror founder, as well as some of their key contributors and just people that have taken place with their organization there to talk about what it is that they do. And they will also be handing out information about their organization and able to get direct donations from the people coming through the event. And so what our goal was to get, you know, some of the athletes and their wives and girlfriends in to shop, you know, some higher end items, as well as people in the area, some, you know, key VIP people, and just raise a lot of money and awareness for Face in the Mirror. We've also teamed up with La Mire, a cosmetic brand, and they will also be here at the event, and they will be the ones giving the mini facials as well as some of their product line during the event.
Wow, you know, now just one question I'm just curious about, you know, and curiosity always gets me every time. So anyway, I was just wondering, now with this event being featured today, why this particular weekend? Because why? Is it because it's Super Bowl weekend? Was that the theme that y'all was trying to go for?
Nope, actually, it's my one-year anniversary. So the PoshMommy.com, the online resale shop, started a year ago tomorrow. And so this is our official launch just anniversary party, and it just happened to be the same weekend at Super Bowl. So we just wanted to, you know, get as much exposure as we can. My husband being a football player, what better place than the Super Bowl?
That is so true. You know, because I wasn't thinking, you know, and I was like, wow, I'm like, that's just awesome, you know, that this is Super Bowl weekend, and this event is the same weekend as Super Bowl weekend, you know, so it just ties mm-hmm. together for me, you know, so I just thought, oh, you know, I just had to ask because I wasn't for sure if it was because of the anniversary or not, or was it just because you just, you know, it was just picked for this particular weekend and so forth like that, you know, so mm-hmm. So I guess I want to know, so all of the celebrities, you know, NFL players and their wives and girlfriends and so forth, you know, they all going to be at this event as well? Or
well,
they
the
just
ones that we've
as
invited,
far as just the donating?
Nope, they're also invited to come as well.
Wow, well that is amazing. And is it? I'm sure y'all going to have a lot of media coverage there and so forth like that. You know, because I'm mm-hmm. sure that y'all have this event, you know, definitely, you know, planned out very, very well and so forth like that. And I'm just thankful that I was able to be a part of it as far as with this interview. So I do appreciate that very much so.
Okay.
And I have been running it on social media and all in throughout all of my contacts with the radio platform that I have as well, because I really wanted to bring some awareness and to support you in any kind of way. But just moving forward, I just want to extend this to you right now, though, Nicole, that moving forward, whatever event that you may have coming up, you know, definitely let me know, because I would love to
Absolutely.
Be able to support you and what you do in anything that would can bring awareness. I don't care what it is, you know, I am willing to give free advertising in the magazine to promote what you're doing, because my magazine is for that purpose only, and it is to give back. And this, my way of giving back, is to present wonderful, inspiring stories so that people can be lifted up and encouraged. So I just want to extend that to you right now as well, you know. But I don't know how much
Thank
time
you.
That you have, because when I spoke to Scott said that you're only going to have like 10 or 15 minutes, so I wasn't for sure, you know,
uh-huh.
What your time frame was going to be like, you know. But I do have more questions if you do have the time, you know. But you just let me know how you want to go here, you know, because, you know, I wasn't for sure of your time zone. And, you know, I know that, you know, Scott did mention that you're going to be running around a little bit, you know. But
yep.
I do have some
yep,
more questions.
Sure.
But if you
well, no. Well, you just let me know. We're in the middle of setting up, so I mean, I just want to make sure that I've covered everything with you. So if there's anything else that you want to, you know, quickly add in, I definitely will take the time to answer it.
Oh, thank you so much. You were just so sweet. I just, you know, really, I just have two more questions. You know, I'm not going to
okay.
drag it out. I just have two quick questions, you know. Okay. So,
okay.
And this has nothing to do with the actual event, if you don't mind. You know,
okay.
But you know what? I would love to be able to do something that I think that we may be able to partner together with what you're doing. I'm getting ready to do a women's conference in 2016, and I'm looking for some vendors and people of reputation, you know, to actually support mm-hmm. this conference and what I'm doing. And I feel that we may be able to network together with my conference and with your organization, with your business, and still be
mm-hmm.
able to help women. It's a different kind of woman that what I'm trying to help. You know, these women are not, you know, sick or anything like that, and they don't have anything, you know, health issues, anything like this, you know. But I believe that a woman that also has a broken soul and a broken spirit is just as valuable as anything else, you know, because
mm-hmm.
So many women are broken. And that is my
mm-hmm.
passion and my heart, that I have to help as many women, to help them to restore their lives, you know. So I believe that's something that maybe we may be able to actually network with. But you just think about it, and you can always get back to me and let me know about that. But I would definitely like to be able to ask you this question about the event itself. All right. So with the event tonight, is it a black tie affair, or can people just, you know, just come, you know, dressed, or, you know, because you never know who may be listening and they be like, okay, I want to go, you know, and, you know, I just want to be able to present it in a way that everyone would know exactly what to expect, you know, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you need to have a VIP, or do you can just come, or can anyone just come? I guess that's what I'm wanting to know.
Well, the event tonight is a invitation-only event,
okay.
mainly because we're going to be having, you know, a lot of high-profile people come through, and I didn't want to have a, you know, a bunch of fans or any, you know, outlandish right. situations that might take place. But there's always ways to support the Face in the Mirror, as well as just any of the other charitable things that we do. And
okay.
you can definitely do that just through the website.
Okay. All right. Okay. So people can just go under the website and they can make any type of donations and contributions to your business as well, because it is associated with Face in the Mirror.
Yes.
Okay. 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 All right. So can you just
Face in the Mirror.
Okay. Right. All right. So can you just give the website out again, so by that way everyone
mm-hmm.
will be able to know exactly where to locate you at and to support you, because that's something that I want to be able to do myself, you know, as to give some form of donation as well, because I know it's going to help one woman. I just got a call last week from a friend of mine that her sister is battling breast cancer right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they was holding an event because they needed to raise money because you know, she's having other financial issues as well, you know. So definitely we want to be able to support you in any which way that we can. So please give us that website, you know, where we can give any form of donation to. And I know from Insanity to Sane, we're going to be giving that donation as well so that we can support you and many endeavors that you have moving forward in 2015.
Okay, absolutely. The website where anybody can go and support is theposhmommy.com, and they can go on and they can support through the purchases, or if they'd like to go specifically to faceinthemirror.org, that's another way to just support specifically that charity. And just want to just again say thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure meeting with you and talking with you, but just setting up for the event. If you want to stay connected with me on air or just any of your followers, definitely reach out via social media. And you and I, you have Scott's connection, so we can definitely connect that way. And we can just connect the dots moving forward, looking forward to it so much.
I'm looking forward to it as well. And thank you so much for taking out your time today. I know that you have probably a million things left to do on your checklist, because just when you think that you have everything done, then you realize, oh, my gosh, there's still one more thing left to do. So I know that your time is very, very precious, though. But I just want to just thank you so much for coming into the studio this afternoon and speaking with me. But if you don't mind, I would just like to pray a blessing over you and your event as y'all move forward this evening, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Father,
absolutely.
We thank you. God, we just praise you. We just give you all the glory and praise and honor this day, Lord. And I just pray your blessing over Nicole Jennings. And, Lord, I just sense a connection with her, Father, and I know that everything works together for your good. And, Lord, I just pray that you cover her and keep her, Father, in the hollow of your hand. And I just pray a hedge of protection around her and a hedge of protection around Push Mommy and Face in the Mirror, Lord, and all the other organizations that she works so hard towards to bring awareness and to raise funds for so many people that are sick in their bodies. And, Father, we just thank you for people like that that have a heart, that they just want to give back to the community, because that's what it's all about, you know, just giving back and helping one soul. If one soul is being made whole, Father, then it was worth everything that we have gone through. And I just pray that it will be a success this evening. It will be a successful weekend. Father, that everything online will be sold out. There won't be nothing left on the shelves. There won't be nothing left for anyone to buy, because everything is going to be bought tonight and this weekend in the name of Jesus. And we just claim favor over this event, favor over Mr. and Mrs. Jennings' lives and all the people that are going to be there this evening. We just pray a blessing. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
That was such
Thank
a
you.
Good prayer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I just want to be able to be a blessing. And like I said, I'm on your website right now so I can make my donation and be able to support you. I just want to be able to support you and everything that you're doing, as well as with Face in the Mirror, because it's a very important cause, you know, and it's something that we all have to come together, because either in this lifetime we're either going to have someone that has been diagnosed with breast cancer or someone close to us, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you know, we all connected as women, you know, and I'm looking forward to a long-lasting relationship with all the women around the world, you know. So I just thank you so much for coming, and you can go
thank
and
you.
Do everything which you have to do for your event this evening, and I will definitely be keeping this event in prayer all weekend long, you know, and I just pray a blessing over you. So just walk in that blessing that God has for you this day. And just know
thank
that
you.
He loves you, Nicole, with an everlasting love. And he has great plans in store for you. You have not seen, nor eyes have seen, no ears can hear what God has in store for his people. And God has something
Amen.
Incredible for you. You know, you just have a heart, and that's a heart that what God can use, and he's using you. So you just be blessed, my sister, in everything that what you do. And for everyone else,
thank you.
You heard it here from Insanity to Sane, and I'll be back next week. You don't want to miss next Wednesday. I have an amazing interview. And coming up, so many more surprises, as y'all all know. So God bless each and every last one of you. Have a safe and wonderful weekend, and we'll be back in the studio next Wednesday. God bless you all. And Nicole, God bless you, and thank mm-hmm. you for coming.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.